It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
It's Holiday Wednesday.
Yes, it is Labor Day, and it's ironic that on Labor Day, we don't work.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Well, hey, to celebrate labor, we stop working.
We stop working.
Well, you stop working.
We don't.
Neither
do the call centers and hospitals.
I know.
And friends. Hey, before anything else,
I guess we're the heroes.
No.
Kadiri.
Siya talaga nagsabi. Hey,
I guess
can
we're
I just
heroes.
Say this? Just a traffic advisory for everybody using C5 today.
Okay.
At 5:45 while I was passing through, the southbound lane, the one heading towards Nichols and S-Lex.
Of what is this?
C5.
C5?
Heading towards S-Lex.
Towards S-Lex. Okay.
After Market, it is bumper to bumper.
It's everyone going out of town.
No, there's asphalt laying in my area.
Oh.
And it has been causing a lot of traffic. Now, on a holiday Wednesday like this, you don't expect it, but it is already bumper to bumper.
Wow.
So if you're on your way there or you're stuck, please bear in mind that you have to be a little patient because if I'm not mistaken, only one or two lanes are passable.
Yikes.
In C5. So you've got all the trucks there as well because they're trying to use the highway before the truck ban.
Yeah.
So just a little reminder for everybody.
And it doesn't help that everyone's going to be going out of town.
Yeah, most people would take a leave Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Just to get, you know, a full 5 days of a little R&R. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I think so.
All right, but that's just a little traffic advisory as early as 6:03.
Okay. So, just take care on the road in case you are
whatever
up and early. Like today, just to get out of Metro Manila,
get out of town.
So be careful, please, and make sure stay safe.
It helps if you guys really have the MMDA app.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you. It is Labor Day.
Yes.
So we are celebrating the worker. Okay, so today we are using something that was sent in by, because so many people sent in like labor tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean suggestions for the top 10.
Right.
So I kind of like mashed together three suggestions.
Topics. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you to Dine Girl, to Stupid Mouth Dude, and to Rambalagtas for suggesting your entries. And I kind of mashed up their entries and made it into one top 10. We are looking for the top 10 Guess the Manggagawa.
Okay, an example.
Example. I ensure ugly people stay in the gene, quote-unquote, pool. Lifeguard. Not a real swimming pool.
Okay.
But a gene pool. To make sure that the ugly people stay there.
Yeah, that's his job.
That's his job.
Okay.
And then another one. Aayusin ko ang tulo mo, whether you like it or not. Tuberorista.
Tubero
na terrorista. Tubero. You can even like combo jobs.
Oh, right.
It doesn't have to be a real
it.
Job.
Yeah,
you can combine a job.
And then it's our job to guess.
Yeah.
It can be as wild
Actually,
as you want.
Actually, ang tuberorista pwede rin, ayusin ko na tulo mo, kukulutin pa kita.
Okay.
Tuberorista, tubero, tsaka parlorista. Pwede rin.
Habang naghihintay tayo.
Another example was, ang trabaho ko, gatungan ang mag-asawang nag-aaway.
Okay.
Divorce lawyer.
Yeah, more money for them.
Exactly. So, it's like guess the manggagawa. We will give you the clue.
Yeah.
And then you know, try to guess which manggagawa it is.
Yeah, which job has that,
has that, what do you call that? That job description.
Yes, there you go.
Okay, so but for as for the hashtag, we're using hashtag guess the manggagawa.
Okay. This is all for us.
The laborers. All right, it is May 1, holiday May 1. So if you want to join us for today, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag guess the manggagawa.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush. The RX Monsters Riot.
If this is true, we should listen and be grateful.
Blast. From the past.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to this Labor Day Wednesday. It is also Ride Wednesday. A holiday. Most people are staying home, but I know that some people are awake. And they're thinking, why am I awake on a holiday? Mm-hmm. Precisely because it's a holiday.
Well, you guys have a holiday, but for like modern heroes like
us. Bagong bayani like us.
Modern heroes like us.
Oh my gosh.
We're at work.
Yeah, we fight. We fight for the country.
Actually, for today, parang it's to honor heroes like us.
Talk about self-serving. We might as well earn off of it because we're going to work anyways.
Yes.
All right, guys. We got the news. The first one today here on the show. President Benigno Aquino III was the easiest Filipino to spot in Time Magazine's latest list of the world's 100 most influential people. But there was one other Filipino in the highly celebrated list, lauded for her work that led to a breakthrough in human immunodeficiency virus or HIV treatment. I read this actually.
Yeah.
Catherine Luzuriaga, who was born to a Filipino father, was among the three female doctors acknowledged for the first quote-unquote functional cure in an HIV-infected baby. Luzuriaga, a professor of pediatrics and medicine at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, headed laboratory investigators on the discovery. She was quoted in the University of Massachusetts Medical School website as saying, quote, "Together, we are committed to eradicating pediatric HIV infection and improving child health globally." Now on its 10th year, the Time 100 honors people who are being innovative and making a difference.
Yeah.
I read her story. Mm-hmm. So the case that they cured, quote unquote cured, yeah, was a mother who had HIV.
Okay.
And because she did not declare it during her prenatal visits, the baby got the HIV.
Yes.
Because apparently if you have HIV and you declare it early enough in your pregnancy, the doctors can give you medicine that prevents the fetus from getting it.
Oh, okay.
So because she didn't, as soon as the child was born, they tested her. Because, you know, when you give birth, as soon as you're wheeled in to labor, they get your blood.
Right.
And then everything gets tested just as a precautionary measure. And they found out that she had HIV. So obviously the child had to undergo the same test. And they found out the child
positive.
Indeed have HIV virus. What the doctors did was to give her a barrage of, like, the cocktails. What
yeah.
they call the...
A cocktail of medicine.
Of medicine. Like all the combinations of how to treat HIV. So the baby was given that. And so after a while, the mother again did not go back to the doctors.
Okay.
Until she was two.
Oh.
So again, she wasn't scared. Mm. So she came back when the child was two and they tested her because they knew that that baby had HIV when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And they checked her blood and it was undetectable. The virus was undetectable.
Wow.
So they were thinking, you know, the virus should have already replicated or found a
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And especially after 2 years.
And so they're thinking, see, it's been cured by the cocktails given after
Functionally cured. Yeah, I'm not really sure
after
what
the
that
baby
means.
Was born immediately when she was given the cocktails.
Okay.
So I mean, it's discoveries like that. You don't expect it to be... Mm-hmm. I don't think they were thinking this will cure AIDS.
Yeah.
But 2 years later... they find out that it functionally cured AIDS.
And you really wish that more people knew about it so you can celebrate it. Because you know like how it is with celebrities.
Yeah.
If a singer is half Filipino, everybody's like,
yeah,
oh, we're going to own... But you know, it's sometimes when it comes to like scientific medical research...
We're not as excited.
We're not as excited. But you know, these are the people who actually change lives.
And the world. I mean... If let's say Copernicus or Galileo didn't believe the way that they did, we wouldn't be here today.
And sometimes if it's not as flashy, you know, like for instance, Monique Louillier.
Yeah, it has to be trendy.
Kenneth Cobonpue.
Yeah, it's fashion or something beautiful like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because how I read about her was Carlos Sildran on Twitter, while we were still in Singapore, had tweeted.
Yeah.
He was like, let's not talk about the Biatch Barreto sisters.
Yeah.
If there's a female that we should be talking about, it's this girl who cured AIDS, this lady. And then there was a link and then I read it. And it's just funny because we're just so enthralled about something so, it should be personal.
Yeah.
Like a family feud unveiling in public that we fail to notice that there are other good things.
Yeah.
Like this one.
And something to be proud of.
Yeah, something to be
proud
of.
You know, it's like, wow.
That's a Filipina. I mean, even if she didn't cure AIDS, the fact that she teaches pediatrics in the University of Massachusetts is kind of impressive.
Even though it's technically like 1/6. Kasi tatlo sila, tapos she's half Filipino. So, like, we can claim 1/6 of the victory.
No, we can claim it. No, but this is an amazing thing to do.
Yeah.
And she should be lauded for it.
Yeah. And people should know that it's Pinoy and...
somebody else.
You know,
yeah, another Filipino.
Another Filipino.
I know that in the article written about her, she still speaks Filipino.
Yes.
She still speaks Tagalog.
That's cool.
That's the news break. The first one today here on the show. We're doing Riot Wednesday. It's going to be the best of the 80s, the 90s, all the way to the mid-2000s. And we're playing all those songs all the way until 12 midnight tonight. Only here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. We would like to thank three people for sending this in. Thank you to... I'll tell you later. Let me just get into the...
They were not so familiar. One is...
well, Dine Girl,
yeah.
Actually, one is Stupid Mouth Dude
there.
And Rambalagtas. There you go. I remember. Okay.
Is this the first time we're doing a Labor Day thing? Because it feels like it.
Really? No, I think we've done some labor-y job things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this one, yes, this kind of topic. Like,
right.
We try to guess.
The description, I mean, we'll give you the job description.
Yes.
And then you're supposed to tell us what kind of job it is.
What kind of job.
Okay.
Even mga hindi actual jobs.
Yeah, we're like, making things up.
Like combos, job combos. Parang yung ano, yung tuberurista.
Oh,
I really like it. It rolls off the tongue well.
I know, parang parlorista na tube. Tubero na, parlorista pa.
Alright, so let's get you some examples. Let's start off with, with Kyle Ligayahan mo. Magaling ako magpaputok. Gusto mo sa loob, pwede rin sa labas.
I'm scared to ask.
Fireworks expert. Yeah. Like, remember we had this
Fireworks expert.
Remember we had a wedding before. We hosted a wedding reception. There were like indoor fireworks.
Well, there were fireworks. Like the fountain.
Yeah. But considered though, remember the...
Really?
I know, it was like, that. These are actually fireworks. So we're kind of like...
You have to be careful.
A little
stressed
out because it's indoors. You have the smoke to deal with.
And
you have
the
pyrotechnics.
And you don't want anything catching fire.
Exactly. Right. With all the...
You do know you said sex, right?
I said fireworks expert.
No, you didn't.
You heard sex.
No, you said fireworks expert.
Fireworks expert.
No, that's what you said.
You hear what you want to hear.
No, that's what you said.
I thought for any boy, I can make you shine bright like a diamond.
Shine boy?
Shoe shine boy.
Shoe shine boy.
Very good, very good.
My dad was one.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when he was 12 and he came to Manila from Mindanao. He had no money, no nothing. Yeah. He was just like his generation, nakikipagsapalaran in Manila.
Yeah.
And he became a shoeshine boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I forgot what he would tell me. Like he would say, like, alam mo yung taho. Yeah, yeah. They have to say taho.
Yeah.
But shoeshine boy boys at the time would say something. I just forgot what it was.
Shoe shine
kayo dyan.
Shoe shine kayo dyan.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. He was
at saka, di ba, they use, ano ba? Biton or baston?
Biton.
What?
Biton.
Biton is the black thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not baston.
Baston
is a style of pants and a cane.
Oh, right. Okay. And then, Avria Chocolat says, sakay pa, kulang pa, maluwang pa.
What's that? Barker.
Barker. But Barker. This panic look on your face.
I don't know with you both there.
Ano ba?
I feel like I have to guard you both.
No. Mr. Maria says, I have the power to make people go to sleep.
Okay.
As in, I can just like that.
Just make them sleep?
I have the power to make you sleep. Guru.
I knew it.
Sama.
I know, and the fact
ang
that
sama
I know it.
Nyo.
No, pero kasi there are teachers who are horrible.
Yeah.
They don't even make it interesting.
Actually, we were talking, Gina Boy and I were talking about it. But I'll tell you what the scenario is. Not on air. But sometimes you encounter people, it's the way they talk.
Yeah.
That's why you fall asleep when it's like a drone. Like parang
monotone.
Parang monotone. Tas tuloy-tuloy sila magsalita. And it doesn't feel like you're having a conversation, but more of listening to a lecture.
Yeah.
Tas pag tuloy-tuloy yung
people,
it's a certain kind
off.
And
yeah,
seriously, like you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fall asleep right now. Merong ganun.
I don't want
type
to
of tao, eh.
But I'm falling asleep.
And it's the way they talk, more than what they're talking. Sometimes it's interesting what they're talking about,
but it's the tone. I had a teacher like that in college.
Diba?
Well, he passed already, but he was such a darling. He was a really nice teacher.
Yeah.
But he was such a turtle.
Yeah.
Like he moved slow.
He talked slow.
And then most of his classes were after one.
Yeah.
So you're really sleepy.
And it's really that.
Exactly. He was like that.
And it's like, I'm going to
knock off. It's like a lullaby to me.
And also, let's see here. Oscar de la Hopia says, mahilig akong kumambyo in public.
Jeepney driver.
Yes.
Ooh.
From Kyle Ligayahan mo, when you see my meat, kakainin mo to agad.
Okay.
A chef.
Of course, chefs. Hey, I have my LPG. For my range.
For your range. Okay.
Yeah. And
I was,
you know,
like, what's an LPG? Okay.
And it's funny because I called.
You have the range, but you didn't have the LPG.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't have the gas. So, you know, we started talking about Talane before.
Yeah.
And I remembered.
Yeah.
And I called them. And then when you call for the first time and they make your record, they ask you, Ma'am, saan niyo po narinig? The what's that? The deliver sa bahay thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I said, on the radio.
Nice.
I did say that.
Specifically on Monster Radio. RX 93.1. Excuse me, parang, okay.
Ma'am, DJ ka.
Yeah. And also, Mash Plutonium says, forte ko ang paghimas ng, hindi ko kaya to.
Change your mind. Back up. Huwag tumawid.
Ng fighting cocks. Sa bungero. Also,
how curious. That entry was so quick.
Angeli Des says, expertise ko mga chicks.
Poultry farmer?
Yes.
Patong chicks.
Diba, no?
But aren't chicks the cutest little?
Yeah.
They're
Tapos
so
they grow up, parang oh, okay,
pangit.
Okay lang. Manok. Hindi, pero as chicks, diba, they're so cute.
Okay, manok.
Ang cute eh. They're parang, oh, ano ngayon niya? Ang cute mo, ano? Hindi naman manok. Diba, parang, hindi siya kasi ganun ka-cute.
Kasi when they're babies, they're so, the yellowness of it, and how they look, they're
kasi
so kanyari, rounded.
Dogs, bunnies, even when they grow up, they're so cute.
So cute.
Diba?
Pero talaga, chicks grow up to be like, manok.
Diba, parang, and then Lilo Boy says, trabaho ko, guwapo ka sa araw ng iyong kamatayan.
Oh, embalsamador?
Yeah.
Or the makeup artist?
Yeah.
What is it?
Actually, both. Embalsamador is
the one who embalms.
Who
takes
out the internal organs.
Yeah.
And then there's the makeup artist.
The makeup artist. My Mercado's mom is...
Makeup artist?
Yeah.
For like a funeral parlor?
If I'm not mistaken, Nacional.
Yeah.
The one on Araneta.
Because it's really a skill. Because I remember when my father died, you were like, bakit pink yung lipstick? Kasi sabi namin, nagmukhang, our dad looked like Hello Kitty. Yung parang, can we change this? We actually had them change it.
How weird that the saddest time in your life, you'd have to talk about that.
Diba?
Did it make you laugh when that happened?
Yeah, hello, yeah. Family pa namin.
No,
we're
but
so,
even if you guys were so sad.
Yeah, hindi, diba? Plus our family so... Diba, we're so... What's the word for it? Yung hindi kami maseryoso sa mga ganyan.
Right,
so,
you make fun of everything.
Yeah, so we just found it so funny. Parang, ba't naman ganyan? it was not good at all. And we had somebody change it. Because it's really tricky eh.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, the color, in the first place, your color becomes very dark when you
die.
Yes,
yeah. So there's no more blood.
So when you paint it on, it really looks like paint.
Right.
You know, like when you paint a statue, that's how it looks like. It's like... doesn't look like my father. Can you
That's
change it?
That's what scares me about corpses before.
Yeah.
Because they don't look like us anymore.
Yeah.
It looks like a scary version of us. That's because there's no more blood.
Yeah. Mm. And we have the weirdest things. Like, what if we open his eyes para mukhang... that would be creepy. Like, okay, see, a bad idea.
Don't!
What?
I mean, the dead is not supposed... But that's one of the scariest things when people die with their eyes open.
Yeah. And they take it out pala. That's
the
part
eyes?
Of the stuff that they take out. And they just put it in. Because you have to take out everything. Eh. Mag-de-decay. Eh.
Oh, I never knew that
soft
even the
tissue,
eyes. Yeah,
as
yeah,
opposed
yeah.
to, let's say, your flesh.
Your flesh,
that will
right.
decay longer. Pero the parang the wet organs, like let's say the eyes, the whatever, the intestines.
What about the tongue?
I don't know. Pero alam ko, everything that could decay earlier...
They take it out. I didn't know they took out the eyes.
I think somebody told me that they put cotton there.
Oh, okay.
And also, pwede sa dagat, pwede sa lawa, pero bawal sa ilog na dalawa. This is Cristiano Ronaldo.
I don't know.
Bankero.
Oh, okay.
Basta hindi ka namamangka sa dalawang ilog. Pwede. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, the top 10 guess the manggagawa comes from Targrad.
Targrad says,
a pimp out, babae at bakla.
What?
A limango vendor. Diba?
Yeah,
you only sell
are you talking about
either babae or bakla. Nobody wants to buy lalaki kasi there's no alige.
There's no fat.
Yeah. So
there's
either
no
babae because it has alige or bakla which is lalaki na merong konti na alige.
Yay. I was like, pimp?
Diba? So there you go. The top 10 ways to guess the manggagawa.
It's so funny. Is it a hashtag? It's hashtag guess the manggagawa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so kolehiyala.
So kolehiyala.
Guess the manggagawa.
Guess the manggagawa. All right, so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag guess the manggagawa.
RX931.com.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Dine Girl, Stupid Mouth Dude, Rumba Like Das. Thank you very much. It is Labor Day, so we're doing the top 10 Guess the Manggagawa.
Okay.
Let's start off with OMGN. I will kiss you and dare you not to come back to life.
I will kiss you and dare you not to come back to life. Prince Charming?
Lifeguard. Yeah. FYI, hindi totoo si...
Oo nga naman.
Prince Charming.
That's not a job.
Hindi siya job. Di ba?
What?
Lifeguard.
Eh, kasi kissing. Bring you back to life.
Di ba parang kang nagkikiss pag ano, pag... When yung mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Yeah.
CPR, di ba?
Yeah. I wonder if there's any mouth-to-mouth resuscitation that led to a kiss.
Stop it. Well, may mga movies na napapanood ako na parang ganun. Nagsa-start off ganun.
Oh no, what kind of movies are those?
Yung parang alam mo yun, yung parang nalunod siya, tapos nag-ano, it's parang,
Not bad.
Not bad, ha? And Marky Boy says, wider.
Dentist.
Yes.
I knew it.
Diba? Also, For Any Boy says, kaya ko kahit anong hugis, kahit anong size, kaya ko yan.
Ano?
Yung taga-duplicate ng kiss.
Yes.
Yeah. Kahit anong size, kahit anong shape, kaya kong yung i-duplicate.
Pero not all, ha? The more high-end ones.
They cannot. At saka yung ano,
I
yung
know,
mga...
I know, Schlage, you can't.
You can't?
No.
Wow. How do you do ano then?
Like, duplicate? You have to go to them. Because the actual material for the key is so unique to them. They're, you know how when
the
you...
The technology.
You can have your keys duplicated right now with a... You know, yung magaang lang?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what do you call that? Like in the malls?
Yeah.
I tried. I didn't know that our lock was Schlage.
Yeah.
And then I went and had it duplicated. When I got there... The key would fit into the keyhole, but it won't open it.
Oh, so they can duplicate it.
They can duplicate it, but it won't open. The only thing that can open a Schlage lock is a Schlage key and a Schlage duplicate.
Wow. That sounds like a very romantic notion. But only your key will open the lock to my heart.
Ako, ganyan ako.
Diba? Yung parang, it's so specific. I'm not going to fall in love with just everyone.
Everyone.
It has to be a specific key.
Yep.
And sometimes parang it may fit, but it won't open. Di ba? Yung kanya nag-date kayo, parang okay siya.
Okay siya. Pero,
gusto kita, pero...
I'm not gonna go into full bloom with you.
Oh my gosh, you have to find your Schlage.
Yeah, find your Schlage.
A Schlage for the Schlampe. Sorry, a little in joke here.
A key for the glut.
Yeah.
Rhymes
because that's actually German for glut.
Yeah.
And, From OMG yan. Oh, malaki to ah. Nga. Teka, I'm not done yet. Oh, teka, malaki to ah. Nga.
I want to
see... Dentist! Ganun din, same thing, di ba?
Kasi ako pumupunta ako sa dentista ko, he's never said that. Malaki to ah. Nga.
Hindi, kasi sometimes, di ba, yung mga, what do you call that hook thing na that sips your laway.
Yeah, but it's not that big. Nothing is too big.
Oh, baka his hand. Sometimes,
why would he put his hand?
Diba? To get to the parang mga decay, tooth decay or something.
That's why he has tools?
Ayun nga, he wants to put his tool in.
Kadirika.
What do you call that? Why? What do you call that?
Kadirika.
Oh, what does he do when he puts the, ano, when he drills you?
Instrument.
Okay.
When he drills me? Hello, my cow. Hi, nako.
Okay, next.
Even when you don't want to be bastos, you're just there.
Kylie, gayahan mo. I can blow all night.
Aircon.
Electric fan. Yun ang job niya. Tsaka okay, meron ka tagapaypay. Yung mga, alam mo yung mga sa harem, tapos meron silang tagapaypay.
I thought about that. You know why? Because the other day, I was putting Cooper to sleep and the aircon was not... Couldn't handle the heat.
Yeah.
So although it was hot, it was getting cold. Yeah. It wasn't getting cold fast enough. So I had to like bye for an hour.
Yeah.
For one hour.
Yeah.
That's hard. And then I started imagining there were like those Egyptian.
Yeah.
Egyptian guys.
Somebody made me bye before.
I know.
Until I fell asleep. Because I was complaining so much that
no, because you're such a princess.
But diba, it's sweet naman. Okay, and...
Only for you, but for the one fanning you, I'm telling you now, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to fan. Ang sakit sa arms.
Yeah, you're not a fan of fanning. I should have called you Dakota. I should have called you Dakota. Because you kept on fanning.
Because I had to. Grabe. I don't know why mothers do. I mean, if you told me that I would have to do this for someone.
Yeah.
I don't think I would. But when once you're like there, you have a baby, you just want to make sure they're fine.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, kids are the luckiest creatures on the planet.
You're Cooper's biggest fan. Diba? OMG Ann says, isusubo ko to kahit masakit na. Fire dancer. Ano ka ba? Saka yung fire eater, kumakain na ka po.
Diba? Hinuhuli mo ako eh.
Hindi.
Ay, naman. Iba talaga na mapapasok sa isip.
Eh, kasi nga.
Kasi job.
I know.
Oh, it's a good job.
It is. Oh. Si Kawengter says, ako ang magulang ng mga anak nyo pag wala kayo.
Teacher. Yaya.
Yaya.
Okay. Teacher, diba? Yaya.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Both.
Yeah. And, that's why you have to be really picky with yayas.
Yes. Mm. Yaya.
Yeah.
You have to be picky. And the top, guess the manggagawa entry comes from Sikuwengtor.
Sikuwengtor says,
lahat ng babae sa buhay ko, iba yung pinapakasalan.
Best man.
No.
Wait. Makeup artist.
Hindi.
Imagine mga babae sa buhay ko, iba pinapakasalan. Tatay.
No.
What?
Pare. Diba?
Wow.
Pero lagi akong nandun sa kasal nila.
Pero hindi naman nila babae yun.
Hindi, babae sa buhay. I mean like, diba? Like,
yeah, you marry them.
You marry them.
You marry them, oh. Right. Oh, nga, in English pwede.
Diba? So lahat ng ano, iba ang pinapakasal. Never ako.
Oh.
Diba? So there you go. That's exactly what we're doing today. Holiday. Labor Day today.
So, I don't know how C5 is doing. The asphalt laying is still happening, I think.
Yeah.
I'll check the MMDA.
Buti pa yung asphalt.
Oh, nga.
Higat.
Kahit mainit.
Higat late.
And then public pa. Maraming nanunood. Nakikiusos.
Buti pa yung asphalt. Higat late.
Oh, higat late today.
Diba?
What?
Hindi kasi asphalt laying eh. Okay, so there.
Parang itlog lang.
Ah, buti
they
pa
get
itlog.
Late. Oh, they get late.
Naupoan pa.
Kadiri.
Hello!
So...
Lim-lim nga yun eh.
Okay.
Diba?
May backdoor talaga.
Pwede ko kaya ano yun? Parang pick-up line.
Ano? What's your pick-up line?
Never mind. Hindi, wag na. Never mind. Trust me. Never mind. So if you want to join us for today, holiday, Labor Day,
let's celebrate the workers.
I know.
Yeah, most of us are.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how high up you are in the corporate ladder, you're still a worker.
But especially the modern heroes like us. Talagang...
Yeah, but can we just say that everybody who goes to work on a holiday keeps the economy going?
Exactly.
So, really, we're heroes.
You know, you guys get to sleep at night knowing that there's an economy to wake up to because of us. Diba?
You know what? You should be thankful
to us. You should be
us.
Thankful. You should, you know, like, you know, drop by and give us money.
Wow. Tigo 1,000 lang po. Tigo 1,000 lang po.
Diba?
Contrary to the barkers in the jeepney, ayaw namin ang bariyaw, okay?
Yeah.
Tigo 1,000 lang po.
Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah, sige lang. The top 10, guess the manggagawa, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag guess the manggagawa.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part 2. Bryant Wednesday right here on Summer's Hottest, RX93.1. We're sending this out to Karen16 who wanted some Gabrielle Sunshine. I miss her.
I miss this song.
Really?
Yeah.
I miss...
To Gabrielle, not so much.
Wow. How honest. Just try to lie a little.
No,
okay?
No.
No, but we're not even
no
stopping.
No lying.
We're not stopping with a request. Fish Mart. Oh, yeah.
I love this
yes,
one.
Yes, this is it. For you, Fish Mart. Robin, show me love right here on Ride Wednesday on Summer's Hottest. Today here on the show. Monstrous Pink has always seemed like a pretty tell-it-like-it-is kind of girl. But in a new interview with Glamour magazine, she goes a step further, explaining why she chose to include tunes like I can't say this. Okay, rhymes with glut.
Yeah, glut. Okay?
The title of the song is Glut Like You. And Walk of Shame.
Teka, nag-meet na ba kami ni Pe?
Yes. In another life.
Nag-meet na ba kami?
The Walk of Shame. That's what gluts do. The morning after. Yes, the Walk of Shame. Anyway, those two songs are included in her most recent album, 2012's The Truth About Love. So she says, okay, this is her talking to the magazine. Quote, oh yeah, I'm a reformed glut. It's my very unsophisticated way of taking the power back. I've always had an issue with the idea that, okay, we've both decided to do this. Why am I a glut and you're the player? You didn't get anything from me that I didn't get anything from you. This is what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah. Wow. That's a nice way of putting it.
The pop star reveals a much more benign tidbit in the article. She once was the object of a certain boy bander's affection back when she opened for NSYNC during the group's summer 2000 concert tour. Pink insists, and again I quote, this is kind of cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Joey Fatone was in love with me. He took me to a friendly's on a date, and he bought me an ice cream. Such a sweetheart. He asked my dad's permission.
Aww.
You know, treating a glut like that will really distinguish you in, you know, while all other guys would do whatever with her.
Yeah. Honestly. And you know, that's always been his beef. Make sure it's Joey Fatone, not Joey Fat One. Because it's spelled...
And he's a little bit on the hefty side.
I know. And he's always said that a lot of people, when they read his name, they say Fat One. It's not Fat One. It's Fatone.
It's funny because, you know... Oh, never mind. I'm just being a mom. Sorry.
What?
No, because Cooper is called by his dad as Fat Man.
Really? He's not fat.
He's not fat.
At all.
But that's what his dad calls him.
But
hey,
it's a
fat
cute
man.
Nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cute name.
So, yeah, but it's so cute that Pink, you know, tells you about her personal life. And it's like, she's admitting things and you're so surprised. Mm-hmm. You're surprised because she's always been the angry girl.
Yeah.
You don't think of her as a glut.
I know. And that's her thing. That's her point. You're not necessarily a glut. You're saying, what she's trying to say is, like, I'm just doing what guys are doing, but they're not called gluts.
Yeah. And it's funny because we were just talking about this yesterday. Right?
Yeah,
remember?
And I like the way she says, look.
Yeah, you didn't get anything from
me. You didn't get anything from me that I didn't get anything from you.
Exactly. But see, that kind of thing.
We both got something from each other.
It's funny because that's what we were saying yesterday. Mm-hmm. But people feel like if you're a guy, well, woohoo, you got the girl. Yeah. And if you're the girl, like, you've
it's
been
like,
used.
Oh, shame on you.
Yeah, look, you used each other. So. Yeah. Why am I less than you after we do it? Right?
And guys never have a walk of shame.
No. They're like strutting their stuff.
You're just coming home.
Yeah.
But for girls, it's like, oh, walk of shame.
More than anything, it's them saying, strutting their stuff like, I got one last night.
Yeah.
You know, and he's kind of proud of it. But girls...
There's shame involved.
Yeah. Actually, this is... Well, is this my shtick before? You know when your makeup from last night is still on?
Yeah.
But you've taken off your heels. Mm-hmm. But you're still in club clothes.
Yeah.
And then you come home early morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Gotta get into my unit now.
Mm-hmm. True, true.
That's the news. The second one here today on the show.
Really,
it's Ride Wednesday. I know.
Pink
is so...
Pink.
And the more you know her, the more you love her.
Yeah.
She doesn't quite get you the first time, but the more you listen to her music...
Because she's not pretty.
And she's scary.
And she's scary.
And she's scary, right?
So initially, you're...
I don't like this
girl.
You're
not drawn to her.
Yeah. Unlike, let's say, Katy Perry.
Imagine if her last name was ano, like, Nips Nips. Parang ganda ng pangalan niya. What's your name? Hi, I'm Pink Nips Nips. Okay, never mind.
Okay, that's the news. We'll have more for you on this Ride Wednesday. Back to the request. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Before you get into it, can we just say good morning to to Raymond?
Yeah?
Raymond is ak.
Oh my gosh, hello! Yes.
Hello.
Long time no see.
No, he's telling us, I'm showering right now. So,
okay, too much information.
So sexy if you think about it.
Raymond! Oh, no, Raymond.
We were just with him last night.
Did you just go there?
But he does say talaga. Yeah. He has a radio that can, you can put it in your shower so it can get wet. And he's always listened to us while he's in the shower.
I know, all the time. All so the I guess time. He's already parang so associated us with
nakedness with, and getting
and
wet.
Soap suds, diba?
But good morning.
Good morning. All right, so we've got our holiday Labor Day topic. Our top 10, guess the manggagawa. Okay, so let's start off with 4, Rene Boy. Grabe naman kayo. Ang liit-liit ng pinasok ko, pero maiyak-iyak kayo sa sakit.
Nurse.
Na taga-inject.
Pero diba? Alam mo, no matter how matapang you are,
yeah.
When it comes to needles and any hospital procedure, parang it just takes on a different kind of fear.
But you know, I don't actually my favorite is blood test.
Your favorite?
I mean of the tusoks.
Oh.
And then my the one that I hate more is the injection because it's actually smaller, but it's true, the smaller it is,
the more
mas
painful
yung entry.
I agree.
So
ganun?
Yeah, parang I don't know why, pero kasi like I can take the fat thick needle ng blood test.
Can you?
Yes, I can. Pero
is that
pag
what
yung,
you prefer?
No, pero pag yung small needle ng
parang
injection,
it's sharper.
It's sharper. You can feel it sa tip of your toes.
So, mas gusto mo yung
mas
malaki.
Naka-curl yung toes ko eh. Pag yung maliit.
Mas gusto mo pag malaki.
Oh, tapos, but the one that I hate the most, I would take like 1,000,000 injection and ano, more than this, yung lanceta.
What's that?
Yung sa tip of the finger. That parang triangle needle. It's shaped in a triangle. And then, that's what they prick your finger, the tip of your finger.
Ah, the blood test.
I hate
blood
that.
Blood typing.
Yeah, hindi ko type yun.
Okay. But I don't know. Parang, you can be the most matapang. And then, you go to the hospital to get your blood test.
Yeah.
Parang, okay.
I really hate the lanceta. It's so painful. Pag yun talaga, I cannot.
Alam mo, they have a special like that for kids.
Really?
It's in a plastic parang circle.
Yeah.
So the kids never see
the sharp
thing inside. Yeah. Yeah.
Usually talaga, ano, tas ang, I've seen those. Tas ang nakalabas lang yung pinaka-tip. And then, grabe Del. Grabe ka today.
Alam mo, you are the expert.
Grabe ka. Hindi, maganda yung you don't
nakalabas
even know that yung nakalabas yung tip. Tapos didiinan mo lang para ma-wound ka.
Ganun ba yun?
So, yeah. And also, from Ilad Villanueva, mamatay na kayong lahat.
Funeral parlor owner.
Embalsamador or funeral parlor. And something very similar, Anto Jason Coco Hernandez, may kabuhayan sa kamatayan. That's actually nice, eh?
I remember someone telling me that. Parang, pag may namatay, buhay na buhay yung business nila.
Yeah. We actually have relatives who have a funeral parlor.
Oh, really?
Very, 6 feet under.
But I don't know why you'd go into that business, though. Parang, what would make you go into that business? Because it's not a natural...
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I want to sell...
Oo nga, no?
You want to sell food.
I think it's more of ano rin. Like, when it's passed on...
Right.
Because somebody passed on. No. When the business is passed on to you by
from
your parents.
From your parents.
Yeah.
And the, but again, the question
from
is...
From the very start.
How did they get into it?
Yeah.
Diba? I don't know.
Oo nga, no?
Diba sa 6 feet under, they lived in the same...
In the... Yeah. You know, our relatives, they live in the same place.
How do they do that?
Actually, when we go there, that's our parang landmark.
What?
The funeral parlor.
That you know that their house is near.
It's, yeah.
Oh my.
And okay, we're doing the top 10 guess the manggagawa. Again, thank you to Dine Girl, Stupid Mouth Dude, and Rambalagtas. Okay, OMGN says, aanhin pa ang damo kung wala naman ako.
Kabayo.
Hardinero. Job nga eh. Ito talaga, hindi nag-pay attention to co-host kong to eh. Ano kabayo?
Eh kasi yun yung, we did that earlier this week.
Job ba ang pangangabayo?
Sagutin mo yan.
Minsan.
Sometimes.
Minsan. Black Shop House says, close open ang close open. Close open ang close open.
What?
Elevator attendant.
But that's one thing I don't understand. Why do we need an elevator attendant? Isn't it the simplest thing to get into the elevator? Press the floor you're going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Door opens and you
get out.
Not
the floor, the button.
The button, I mean, jeez. Kainis.
Mahirap i-press yung floor ng bababaan mo kasi sabihin, nandun ka na kung kaya mo na-press.
Alam mo, for English-speaking people, that wouldn't have been a problem because they would understand it.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know.
No, because, you know, even for Americans, if you were to tell an American, press the floor.
They would actually tell you, press the floor.
The floor button.
Not the literal floor.
Maybe if you're not accurate, you would understand it. Especially for the Americans.
It's annoying!
annoying, pero...
No, the way you do it! The way you do it!
What?
Because I know you're turning it on.
What about you? But no, but for Americans, I guess for the elevators,
Okay, fine.
Black Shopaw says, pera o bayong?
Tindera.
Or financial analyst. Di ba? Parang sometimes like yung mga, ano ba yan? Yung mga like, I don't know, yung mga ganyan. No, but like money or do you buy or do you sell? Yung mga ganyan. Stocks?
Yeah, stocks.
That's stocks.
Financial analyst, yeah.
And, Angel Rain says, alam ko lahat ng baho nyo. Higup. Higup etat.
Wow. That's way better.
No, what do you call that?
Yung pinaglabanan. Yeah. What's it called?
Malabanan.
Malabanan.
Hindi, pero what do you call it? Yung the actual job.
Huh?
Oo, parang ganun.
Hindi, pero what do you call it? Sip-sippers?
Sip-sippers? I think sip-sip-ebs.
No, I don't. Hello, sip-sip-ebs.
Hello.
That's our business.
May sip-sip ba ka ng ebs? Opo. Yuck.
You're so gross.
OMGN says, a one, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a five.
What?
Ano?
I don't know.
I guess the manggagawa.
What?
A one, and a two, and a three, and a four.
What?
Accountant.
Oh, okay.
Kasi a one, a two, a
account.
Three. Accountant. Dre 54 says, buwis buhay ang trabaho ko.
I don't know.
BIR, tax collector.
Oh.
Binubuwisan ko pati buhay niyo. Oh, Jyoti says, sa trabaho ko, wala pa akong kliyenteng nagreklamo.
Oh, embalsamador.
Yes. Hindi ko type yung pagkaka-embalsamo sa akin. Dre says, this girl is on fire.
Yung sa Boracay, yung nagagana ng fire?
Pwede, pero hindi yun.
What?
Beking bombero.
Talagang girl.
This girl is on fire. Keiko Bilio says, I'm the one who will air your dirty laundry in public.
Lavandera.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, literally. Chenong says, I'll pok-pok all day.
Carpenter.
Diba? Black Shopaw says, ang trabaho ko mga...
Uy, mahirap magpok-pok ha.
Ah, mahirap talaga.
Mahirap.
I tried.
Ay, hindi ka bumenta.
Bakit bumenta? Hammer and nail.
Hindi ka bumenta ng karpentero.
You know what's actually hard?
Masyado, ano?
Sometimes you miss the head.
Yes, we do!
Hindi! Kasi one time I tried. Kasi
the question is, do you?
Hindi, kasi syempre, hawak mo yung sa base, di ba?
Tapos,
you lift the hammer, tapos pupukin mo. But you're kind of scared kasi you might hit your hand. So what happens is you skip it.
Hindi. Kasi what they do is they start very close to the head.
You tap it lightly muna.
Oo. Tok-tok.
Yung parang tok-tok. Tapos when it can stand on its own without you holding it, that's when you wham it.
Uh-oh.
You bam it. You slam it.
You bang it.
You bang it. Di ba? Black Shopaw says, ang trabaho ko, mangapkap ng kapwa macho.
Security guard.
Yes. And the top, guess the manggagawa comes from mashed plutonium.
He says,
Tosino! Tosino kayo dyan! Longganisa!
Teacher!
Akala mo, palengkere, no? Hindi. Peanut, sino kayo dyan? O, suke, maglongganisa ka naman.
Hindi suke.
Actually, since manggagawa, Tagalog yung pinadala ni Mash Plutonium. Titser.
Guro.
Yeah, or titser nga.
Guro.
Guro or titser. Diba? Pwede naman eh. Okay, so there you go. That's what we're looking for.
In celebration of all the workers out there.
And especially the modern heroes like us. It's in honor of us. You honor us, ah.
Who come to work no matter what.
Yes, it's all about honor. Darating si Nora.
Nora, honor. Okay.
Oh my gosh, imagine mo kung nag-lawyer siya.
Your honor.
Or nag-judge.
Judge.
Your honor.
Nara.
Nax. So, top 10, guess the manggagawa. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag guess the manggagawa.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 3.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Yan po ang OPM Bonanza.
Oh, gross. Chico, the way you threw that is
what?
So old. It's
what?
It's more than old. It's
at saka who uses Bonanza now?
I know. Nobody. But you know, these were requested tunes, by the way. Yes. Neocolors, Say You'll Never Go, for Paul Jeffrey. And I can't find the one who requested for the Gary V. Of course, you know, these are classic OPMs.
I know.
And it is an equal opportunity Riot Wednesday.
Exactly.
It's not just, you know, local or foreign. Whoever requests for a song, we'll play it for you. And we want to make sure we remind you.
Exactly.
Of the 80s equally as the 90s.
I know,
Local scene and the international scene.
Because each like parang, what do you call that? Like era.
Yeah.
It sort of evokes a different, like kunyari, the songs from the 80s evoke a different feeling to me as, let's say, the 90s.
The 90s.
As the 2000s.
Exactly. You know? So go ahead, just keep on requesting for songs. And remember, your requests have to include hashtag RX request.
Yes.
So that we can just look at it and see what's here and what we can, you know, we'll try to do a segue so that you really feel the moment.
Right.
All right. So again, just to use hashtag RX request.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to let's see here. Dine Girl, Stupid Mouth Dude, and Rambalagdas for suggesting this. The top 10, guess the manggagawa, because it is Labor Day.
Labor Day, of course, we're, you know, celebrating all the workers out there.
Right? So let's start off with Homer Singson. Patalikod ako kung tumira.
Sandali. Ano ba patalikod? I don't know.
Sniper.
Oh, right. Diba? Right.
So that, kasi what you need to do is that they don't see you aiming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily always from the back.
Not always
pwede
from the back.
Pwede rin harap eh. Pero they're always hidden.
Mas special yung...
Mas exciting.
From the back.
Kasi nasa surprise ka eh. Mm-hmm.
Also, Keiko Bilio says, ang sarap mong tusok-tusokin.
wait. Ano ba tinutusok? Acupuncturist.
Yes.
Ah.
Like my nephew.
You know, somebody was saying, grabe Del, ang galing mo dito sa game na to.
Oh, nga, it became like a game.
A game.
Let's see here. Okay, Yogi Bench. Mwah. Mwah. Mwah.
Kisses?
Mwah. Mwah. Mwah.
What?
Conductor ng biyahing Mall of Asia.
Mwa! Not mwa, mwa, mwa.
Mwa, mwa, mwa.
Parang diba? Manong.
Let's see here. Okay. Coming from Kylie Gayahan. Usain Bolt. Tignan natin kung mas mabilis pa siya sa amin.
Usain Bolt. Yeah. Mas mabilis pa siya sa amin.
Mm-mm.
Who?
Like, you poo-poo Usain Bolt.
Yeah, who's parang, the fastest, right?
Parang,
he's the fastest man.
Big deal. The fastest man.
What?
Mga snatchers sa kiyapa.
Oh, hindi lang natatime.
At hindi lang sila mabilis.
With hurdles.
They do high jump, hurdles.
And challenges.
Long jump.
Right.
Kaya nilang lahat yun.
Alam mo, I wonder talaga if they are faster.
Hindi naman siguro.
Feeling ko kasi they're running for their lives.
For their life. Yeah. Diba? Targrod says, ang trabaho ko, puro pumping scenes.
Yung sa Poso Negro?
Gas boy.
Gas boy, okay. May mga nag-aayos ng pump.
Ng pump, oh.
Have you ever used a Poso?
Yeah, hello, we were together. Palawan. Yeah.
Is that your first time?
No, naman, not first, pero one of the very few times na
oh my gosh.
I've experienced Poso.
Poso.
Yeah. OMGN says, one lalu sir, two lalu sir, three lalu sir, four lalu sir.
What?
Baking cadet. One sir, two sir. Dahil Becky siya.
One lalu, sir.
Two lalu.
Okay.
Ito from Kylie Gayahan. Sabi nila, mang-aagaw daw ako. But I'm just a lover, not a fighter.
Mga agaw na fight.
Anong manggagawa yan?
Mga lover, not a fighter. What?
Vocalist ng banda.
Bakit?
Mang-aagaw daw ako.
Ah, the script.
Yes.
Well, that took a while. Yes. That took a long while.
ODH says, malupit ang stick ko. Ipasok ko lang ng konti. Okay na.
Security guard.
You don't have to put the whole stick in eh. Minsan just the
halfway
tip.
Halfway lang. Oh. Hindi kasi you don't need to. You just need to open.
It gets the job done. Hindi, di ba? Just kahit yung stick the tip in and that's
get
it.
On.
Okay na siya.
Get on.
Sig Coengtor says, you shall not pass.
Security guard din.
Yes. Nang de. Security guard ng strata.
sobrang strict.
So, di ba?
Pwede na lang, they know us.
Yeah.
Pero the new guards, if they don't know you, they're strict.
They're very strict.
They're very, very strict.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Guess the Manggagawa, comes from Yogi Bench.
Yogi Bench says,
bawal akong ma-in-love sa mga pasyente ko.
Massage therapist?
No.
What?
The vet. Veterinarian.
Why?
Anong why? Paano ko ma-in-love sa aso? Bawal ako ma-in-love sa pasyente ko.
Ah, okay. I don't get it.
Pasyente niya, animals!
Oo nga, don't you fall in love with pets?
No! Not in a romantic way.
No, not in a romantic way, but you fall in love with pets.
Ma-in-love.
Akala ko kasi gusto niya iuwi.
Hindi.
No, kasi if I were a vet, I'd fall in love. Like, Jinri has a pet.
Yeah.
And she's so cute.
And, ano, she almost pooped in the... Not Jinri, ha? But the puppy. Baka isipin niyo si Jinri. Kasi she started to squat. Not Jinri, but the dog. So, we had to say, Jinri, not here. Go to the bathroom.
Hindi, kasi you could fall in love with pets, so I thought.
I know, but not that kind of in love.
Okay, not that kind of in love.
Yeah, not that kind of in love.
Akala ko pa naman, ano.
Yeah, so we have a cute little furry little puppy.
Yeah.
Puppy love in the booth. All right, so there you go. The top 10, Guess the Manggagawa. It's all about laborers today. Or
and
jobs.
Honoring them.
What kind of jobs? Work na lang. What kind of workers, di ba, are
jobbers.
We looking for?
So
it's a game that we're playing with Dell. Guess the Manggagawa. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Guess the Manggagawa.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
Monster Radio RX93.1, TLC with On Pretty. Aww. I remember when first time I heard Mac.
Yeah.
Was from this song. And then it just got bigger and bigger here in the Philippines.
That's the makeup?
Yeah, Mac.
Ah, okay. Mac Factor? Ibang makeup.
Okay. Ibang okay. Iba. Ibang iba talaga.
What?
Oh my gosh, but can we just say good morning? Let's say good morning. Can you guys say good morning?
Good morning!
Good morning!
Wow.
Ba't kayo nandito? Wala, nagliliwali oh. Holiday.
Kulang pa yun, ha? Ulitin natin, ha?
Okay.
May lumabas na apat, eh.
Oo, yung pinakamaingay. Lumabas.
Oh, sige, sige. Take two. Say, right. Good morning!
Good morning!
Grabe.
Sobra namang ano.
Grabe. Ang aggressive.
Oo, wala kayong kalatoy-latoy.
Walang subtlety.
But they're here today, just, you know, hanging out with us.
Yeah. Wala ba kayong mga labor today?
Unless they're... Mamayang gabi. Okay.
Grabe. Mga laborer. O baka ano, nagbibigay pugay sila sa mga modern heroes
like us.
Nagtatrabaho kahit holiday. Oo.
Kami talaga yung ano, mga, ano yun, bagong bayani.
mga bagong bayani. Ay, araw ng mga pulis ngayon.
Huh?
Holiday.
Ay, nako, Chico. Really? Okay.
What?
Alam mo.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Dine Girl, Stupid Mouth Dude, and Rambalagdas. It is holiday Labor Day, so we are doing the top 10 Guess the Manggagawa.
All right, and hello to all the rushers all around the world. The ones in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, in Singapore, all tuned in via live streaming.
Is it a global thing, Labor Day, May 1?
Or yes.
It's a Filipino thing?
Because I know, it's...
Other countries also?
Yeah.
So to everybody, happy Labor Day.
To everybody,
Day.
But I guess we are ahead.
Yeah.
You know, we are one of the first few countries who reached we're the earliest, ba?
Yeah.
Like
one
Fiji?
Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
Homer Singson says, guess the manggagawa. Gusto ko, happy ka. And no, it's not in relay.
I don't know what.
Clown.
Oh, or a comic.
Or a comic, di ba? Oh. Gusto ko, happy ka. For Renny Boy says, singer na, carpintero pa.
Naku, mash up to. Ano?
Kanta.
Ay, nako.
Kanta pentero. Kanta pentero, di ba? Kanta na, kumakanta na, carpintero pa. Kanta pentero.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Di ba?
Alam mo naman, pag wala si Gino, aalis ka pa. Mag-isa na lang ako. Please. I don't wanna do the show alone.
Yung nakatayo lang, from Dine Girl, yung nakatayo lang ako, tapos may lalapit, itatanong, magkano? Tapos sasagot ka, 1.5 lang po.
Ano?
Sales lady.
Sobra naman.
Bakit? Nakatayo siya. Tapos lalapit ka, magkano?
Kasi 1.5
eh. Ano ba yung binibili? Depende kung anong binibili.
Oo, pero mahal naman 1.5.
Eh, mahal mo ano? Eh, kung bahay. Oh.
Mura.
Kaya nga. Oh. Ikaw ko ano-ano kasi iniisip
sales
mo eh.
Sales lady ba nagbibenta ng bahay?
Di ano, diamond. Oh. Yeah, diamond.
Pwede.
Let's see here. Mr. Maria says, hey, bitch, tuwad.
Vet.
Yes. Okay. What? Let's see here.
Is it easy for bitches to tuwad?
Well, they're nakatuwad na, when you think about it.
Huh?
When they walk, nakatuwad na sila.
No. I mean, tuwad, like head down, right?
Yeah.
That's the real tuwad.
Ayun ba yun?
Oh. Kasi on all...
Yeah, I guess.
On all fours, that's just normal.
Yeah.
That's your normal stance.
Oh.
Pag tuwad, has to be your butt is higher than your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's easy for them. Kasi that's very close to like their play posture.
Ah, right. When they're trying to pounce.
Sort of like, their butts are up in the air, tapos the front paws are almost flat on the ground. That means they want to play.
Ganun din sa...
Yeah. Ay, nako. Ano, sige. Ganun din ang...
Ganun din sa mga other animals. Like cats.
Oo.
Diba,
no.
Ganun din sila?
No.
Yeah.
That's not their play posture.
Hoy, they do, ha?
No.
When they're about to pounce on a rat?
Oh, pero that's hunting. I'm talking about play posture. Ano yung pinag gusto mo talagang sabihin? Ito talaga, sobra ka. Coco Hernandez says... Yung bang matatapos kang basang-basa sa pawis at hingal na hingal, pero sobra kang nasarapan.
What?
Gym instructor. Diba?
May lusot?
Grabe, ang babastos kasi.
Alam mo, at tawid din ang tawid today. Holiday kasi.
Ang babastos kasi.
Wala masyadong tao. Sige.
Rusher Jay says, ang trabaho ko, ang siguraduhing papasa kayo sa inyong kurso.
Teacher?
Hindi.
What?
Yung mga nagbebenta ng thesis sa Recto.
Okay, ang mga diploma.
Sa Recto. Yun ang ano niya. Homer Singson says, makikita niyo ako sa Quezon Ave, madaling araw, naghihintay ng parokyano.
What?
Mail.
Ay, taxi driver. Diba?
Oo, yeah. Oh. Sa side, diba?
Yes.
Nakapila sila.
Oo, oh, nakapark lang.
Bakit parokyano?
What's parokyano?
Regular customer.
Customer, client.
Ah, that's what they're called? Parokyano?
Yes.
Oh,
diba parang ano? Suki.
Suki, oo. Parokyano din means suki.
Huwag ka magsastutter, ha?
Ano?
Sa suki.
Ikaw wish mo yun eh.
Hindi pwede yung mga double-double. Ay, double din. Hindi rin pwede. Yung pag nagsastutter ka. Oh, sige.
Bong.
Ah, sige. ODH says, mamasahihin ko ang monay mo.
Panadero!
Panadero! Kaya nga!
Oo nga.
Grabe kayo. Actually, grabe ka, ODH.
Is ODH here? Not yet.
The Morning Ron says, kaya nga, padating. The Morning Ron says, babaeng pinipilahan at binabayaran. Cashier.
Galing na ito mga to.
Homer Singson says, sorry kayo, judgmental ako.
Judge. Alam mo, okay ito ah. Para tayong,
diba?
Para tayong nasa, ano, nasa Eat Bulaga.
Genocide said, talbog ka sa akin. Anong bola? Wow. Anong trabaho mo? Bola. Manggagawa nga eh. Talbog kayo lahat. Bouncer. Very good.
Naka-on yung mic, so lakasan nyo ah. Pero dapat tama yung sagot nyo.
Ah, ito, galingan nyo ah. From OMG yan. Nakakainis talaga yung Delamar na yan. Ayaw na ayaw niya sa akin.
Poso negro.
Blacksmith. Blacksmith.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. OMG, ano manda ka?
Anto J says, I make wives spread their legs.
Obigani.
Tama.
Not just wives.
Oh, tama. Oh.
Sometimes single girls. Mm.
Sometimes.
Who have children.
Yes.
What?
What's wrong with that,
oh. Huh?
And at the top, guess the manggagawa comes from Targrad.
Targrad says,
lagi kong gagalawin yung toot mo. Dentist, yung tooth.
Sino yun?
Dentist.
Aba,
diba?
Galing. Tooth.
Diba ginagalaw yung tooth? Tapos pag marami na, teeth. Diba? Brush your tooth.
Your teeth.
Oo, diba? Hindi, kung isa lang yung ipin mo.
Sobrang.
Oo, yung mga bungal.
Okay.
Diba?
So, jeez.
Sobra kayo na, ang babastos nyo eh. Diba?
Ang galing mo maghugas ng kamay. Ang galing, diba?
Lagi kong gagalawin yung toot mo.
Yes, doctor.
Yes, diba? Open wide. Oh, diba?
I've never seen a crack as big as yours.
That's what he told you, diba?
That's what he told me. Sabi niya, ang laki, tsaka ang dami mong cracks.
Ay.
Tsaka I had 5 roots in 1 molar.
Ah, maugat. Okay.
So. Ang gross!
Maraming root. Diba? Ano? Maugat nga.
Maugat. Okay.
Marut. Okay.
Hindi, pag marami kang root, puro root.
Ay, just.
Aminin niya, nakakatawa yun. That was funny.
Parang gusto kong manuntok. Grabe. Okay, so guess the manggagawa. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag guess the manggagawa.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part four.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Wow.
You know, it's some, a lot of people are tweeting us saying, parang comedy bar ang RX booth na yun.
Oo nga.
Ang aga naman itong comedy bar na to.
I know, right? Kulang na lang ano, inuman. Kasi ba sa comedy
ayoko
bar?
Ayoko pag may alak, may balak.
Nako, may baka may mga may
baka
balak,
may mga balak
dito.
Dito eh.
All right, let's start off with Shivana. The top 10, guess the manggagawa. Thank you to Dine Girl, Stupid Mouth Dude, and Rampaligtas. You kill him, we chill him.
The morgue.
Yes.
Ah.
There's one more. You stab him, we slab him.
Butcher.
The morgue then.
Ah, the morgue then.
And Charm Maniacs. I ask people for ideas, rephrase it, then act as if it was my own. I yell a lot and call myself a genius.
The boss?
Yes.
The boss.
The boss. Chenong says, ang aking specialty, happy ending.
Fairy tale writer?
Yes. Fairy tale authors. Dine Girl says,
oh, huli mo kami.
Ang suki ko, yung mga Becky, lalo na kapag bagong sweldo.
Hindi, hindi.
Ano, ano?
Boylet.
Ha?
Boylet.
Hindi, hindi.
Ano?
Nagbebenta ng load. Nagbebenta ng prepaid cards. Oh.
Eh, paano kung yung boylet na super cute, nagbebenta ng load? Ano pang gagawin ng Becky?
Ha?
Ano daw? Hindi na daw niya alam kung ano gagawin niya.
Oo nga, no?
Paano kung yung super cute na boylet? Yun ang negosyo niya, nagbebenta siya ng ano, ng... Huh?
What, hindi, hindi. Ano,
what's a Becky to do?
Oo nga, no?
Ano gagawin ng Becky?
May load na siya, eh.
Oo, paano mo pa, eh?
Tuition.
Tuition.
Rubber shoes, motorsiklo.
Wow. Alam na alam. Motorsiklo.
Diba? Motorsiklo.
Upgrading it, motorsiklo. Oo.
Tonyo Marcopio says, wow, sumisirit. Yan ang gusto ko. Tubero. Di ba pag sumisirit na?
Right,
oh,
right.
Kasi may challenge eh. Diba?
Hindi, tsaka that's, pag may problema, that's how they make their money.
Exactly. Shivana says, ngayon ko lang na-realize, walang future sa trabaho kong to. Ano?
Ano daw?
Uy, call center daw.
Uy.
May mga may issues, ha? Hindi. Walang future sa trabaho kong ito.
What?
Walang future. Eh, di may future nga kung mga hula, eh. What? Di ba may future yun?
Right, right.
Ito, walang future sa
what?
Trabaho.
What?
Historian. Di ba?
Parang Delamar lang ang peg.
Kaya nga, eh. Oh, Marvs Florendo says, ang pinaka-ayoko, mga taong walang breeding.
Anong ibon? Ibon? Ba't ibon?
Anong ibon? Ba't ibon?
Walang mali. Breeding?
Walang breeding. Yan ang pinaka-ayoko sa lahat.
What?
Medic. O kaya lifeguard.
Ah, kasi breathing. Ay, nako. Ay, nako.
Walang breeding. Hindi humihinga. Oh. Oh, Dine Girl says, isang bulong ko lang, mapapasama ka na sa akin sa isang madilim na sulok.
DVD seller?
Oo.
Ah!
Ay, suki!
Hindi, parokyano.
Oh, parokyano si Delamar. Fishmark says, nga nga, tatlong daliri dapat ang sukat ng buka ng bibig mo.
Dentist?
No, no.
Ano?
Yes.
Fugal close! talaga, may applause.
Sino nakasagot? Sino nakasagot?
Si Princess.
Ba't alam na alam mo? Ikaw, ilan ang sukat?
Sa vocal coach ba talaga?
Vocal coach? Coach ba? O coach na vocal?
Oh!
Oh! Okay, Dine Girl says, next time, lalagyan ko na yung ad ko available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. only. Kasi, laging madaling araw tumatawag ang mga tao.
Internet support.
No.
Ano?
Tubero.
Sabi niya, ano, bakit kaya?
Bakit madaling araw ako tinatawagan?
At saka, ang referral nila, RX93.1.
Bakit ang weird?
Oo, mga nagre-refer.
Ano ba yung tama? This oras? Tama ba yun?
This oras ng gabi.
Parang
ano,
weird hours.
Ano nagre-refer? Chico? Gino?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Guess the Manggagawa, comes from Young Indy.
Young Indy says,
Peh, may buhok.
Tawa na kayo, wala pa ng punchline.
Peh, ha? Barbero. Di ba, minsan pag gumugupit ka, nakakakain ka ng...
Eh, kasi nakabuka yung bibig mo.
Hindi naman. Minsan, lumilipad yung buhok eh, di ba?
O, tapos dinidilaan mo.
Tapos ko, ha? Alam naman, dinidilaan mo yung ulo. Ay. That was a trap! Ay, nako! Eh, kasi yun ang ginugupitan, syempre.
Okay! Bye, Chico!
Ang daya mo talaga!
All together now! Bye, Chico!
Pwe!
Yan ang sabi ng barbero. Pwe!
Visit kayo. You trapped me! Ako si Trapamar. Okay, one final batch of the top 10 Guess the Manggagawa. It is the special... Yes, okay. To somebody, yes, uuwi muna ako. Okay,
pwede
so,
ba tayo kumanta all together? Kahit Riot. 1, 2, 3. It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey bear, I think I wanna marry you.
Ah, narinig mo yon. Narinig mo yon. Ha? Ha? Okay, so if you wanna join us, pero no pressure, ha? Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Guess the Manggagawa.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Final batch of the top 10 for today. Again, thank you to Dine Girl, Stupid Mouth Dude, and Rambalagtas for suggesting our holiday topic for today. The top 10 Guess the Manggagawa. Let's start off with Cheyenne. Balls mo huhugasan ko. Yeah.
Caddy.
Yeah, yung golf ball washer sa golf club.
The caddies.
Meron talagang ganun.
Okay.
Kasi parang, ba't kailangan hugasan ba?
Kasi the mud. It sticks, diba?
It doesn't parang bounce properly.
No, it's so dirty.
Ah.
Yeah.
Malupa. And,
Hindi kasi the, diba, the underneath the grass is...
Soil.
Is soil. So when they hit the ground, the club hits the ground, na-chop off yung... They actually...
It's called a divot.
The whole thing that they chop off.
That parang piece of turf that
the
flies.
The patch of grass and yeah.
It's called a divot. Boss JP says, isubo ko na lang kaya lahat para makaraos na.
I have no idea.
Yung judge sa, yung food, mga parang master chef. Di ba? Para tikman ko na lahat. Para you know, makaraos na. Tapos na lahat. Stealthy Roshi says, Anyang saya. Tindera sa Changi. Anong sa inyo? Ay, sa iyo. Ay, ikaw.
Oh. Pwede rin gano. Anong sa inyo?
Oh, di ba?
Anong opinion nyo?
Ayan na naman eh.
I'm sorry.
Ay, gusto kong manuntok ng kambing.
Kailangan kambing.
Yung cute na kambing. Handsome Dennis says, ang trabaho ko, humahawak ako ng limpak-limpak na salapi na lahat hindi sa akin.
Bank teller.
Yeah. Ka-frustrate siguro yun, no? Like having so much money.
I asked this girl, sabi niya, yeah.
It's naka- weird.
And if they're short, like, you know, if they fall short of their whatever, yeah. their starting money, mm-hmm. they have to get it off their...
Parang yeah. short ka ng 3 million.
Sobrang namang bad mo na bank teller. But like, let's say normal transactions.
Yeah.
Like, the girl I was talking to, 2,000.
Wow.
She was short 2,000. So somebody must have gotten that
and
money.
And cashiers, diba?
Cashiers, yeah. Cashiers.
Yogi Bench says, ako ang tunay na Iron Man. Planchador. Lilo Boy says, I will make you straight.
Yung nag-ano.
Parlorista.
Yeah.
Dine Girl says, pag sa akin ka sumakay, dadalhin kitang langit.
Pilot.
Pilot. Yes. Callie Byrne says, tigang na nga, wala pang bumabayo. Magsasaka. Di ba? Tigang yung lupa. So, wala kang mabayo. Kasi kailangan mong magpalay bago ka makabayo, di ba? And,
Grabe tong sang to. Getting brave.
Ay, wait. Is it why it's called kabayo?
No.
No.
Parang kababayan. Kabayo.
Okay. Mrs. Bond says, ang trabaho ko ang paiyakin kayo hanggang maglaslas kayo ng pulso. Tama.
Ano daw?
Adele.
Ah, si Adele.
Si Adele. Yun ang trabaho niya. Also, Cristiano Reynaldo says, tagaayos ng bulaklak tuwing May. Since today, May 1. Very fitting. Florist de Mayo. Florist de Mayo. Anto J says, ma'am, sir, Quickie.
Yung taga-ayos ng sapatos?
Oh, empleyado ng Mr. Quickie. Jobeth Leasing says, ano sir, sisip-sipin ko na ba?
Yung ano?
Oh, yung sip-sip ebbs. Oh, yun.
Hindi, siphoning services
ah,
now.
Ah, okay. Siphoning services.
Thank you pala to everybody who tweeted.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yun ang tinatawag doon sa yung malabanan?
Yes.
Siphoning services.
Siphoning services.
Oh, apelido nila yun.
Apelido
yun yung pangalan ng business nila. But their business is siphoning services.
Yeah. Pero it's very common daw that people call them up and say, sumisip-sip ba kayo ng... And they have to say, opo. And the top entry for the Guess the Manggagawa comes from two people. Eh. It's a tie. Let's start off with that guy marked X.
He says,
insert pennies here. Yeah, American vending machine attendant. Diba? Oh, siya yung nagbabantay eh, diba? Oh, you insert your pennies here. Kasi dun mo, para lumabas yung...
Kasi usually, pag ganon, quarters.
Hindi ah.
Not pennies.
No, gumballs, pennies.
Hindi, pero vending machine usually yung mga nasa...
Sa America?
Hindi, actually, a dollar. A soda can in vending machine. Yung soda?
Oo. Oh.
It's a dollar.
Eh, ba't ka ba, ano, nakingialam?
Alam ko ba ako yung expert?
Entry niya to eh.
Masabi lang na may
penne. And then from Chenong, try my penne. It's the best.
The Italian chef.
Pasta chef.
Yeah, the Italian.
Pero plural nun, penne pa rin, di ba? It is, di ba? It is.
Okay.
Okay. O tayo.
Ay. Ay.
Ano ba? Pag nakakita ako ng mic, bumubuka ang bibig ko.
TJ.
Yes.
Yes.
Ang galing nyo.
Tinatawid ko ang mga bastos niyong entries. Chico! DJ. Hindi DJ.
Ah, okay.
Chico! Minsan si Gino.
Kailangan niyong mag-shades pag nakita niyo yung kilikili ko. DJ!
Gotta go. But one more time because people are enjoying the audience participation.
Yeah.
So guys, say good morning.
Good morning!
Say happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day!
Say, ang puti na kilikili ni Delmar.
Thank you to facial care.
Sabihin niyo, ang gwapo ni Chico.
Hindi mo sila mauuto. Wala daw.
Wala kayong kwenta.
One last.
Wala kayong cooperation.
One last. Hindi daw, like, Labor Day is different for New Zealand and also the United States. September in the United States. And then New Zealand sometime in June or something. Basta iba-iba daw.
Mm, sa bagay.
All right, well, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Enjoy your Labor Day. Sana hindi nakaka-bore ang Labor Day nyo. for the people going abroad, out of town.
Ano yung sabi
drive safely.
Ano yung sabi mo sa akin dati? Ano yung abroad na local lang? Out of town.
Oh, nga, no. Yeah, so we'll see you guys.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.